Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. You got it!
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show. The Baseball Reporter with Tony Maz. Brought to you by Jordan's Furniture, Aruba Tourism Authority, NY World-Class Market, New England Regional Council of Carpenters, Hammer and Aruba All-Inclusive Resort, Rodenizer Plumbing, Heating, AC and Electric, JetBlue, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Advanced Auto Parts, Brennan Smoke Shop, U.S. Marker Board, Boston Volkswagen, Gravely Zero Turn Lawnmowers, Foxwoods Resort Casino, Jackson Lumber, and Mass General Cancer Center. On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, still no Maz. Continues to vacation. That's what you get in the summertime radio industry. A lot of vacation time, a lot of rearranging of who's hosting. So once again, it's yours truly, Jim Murray and Marshall Hook, in for Maz and the Baseball Reporters tonight. When this show wrapped up last night, Marshall, I don't know how you felt, but I know, to quote Dan Shaughnessy, I'd rather stick needles in my eyes having to do this tonight, considering the Red Sox. Well, I feel like their season's essentially done. We're just trying to play out the string at this point with the season and the show. And they have an upcoming series against, ooh, the Baltimore Orioles. Very exciting. But not playing tonight. What the hell are we going to talk about? Well, thanks to longtime baseball scribe Peter Gammons, we have something to talk about. Because Peter Gammons, now of The Athletic, I didn't really know that until just today, he dropped something in his column talking about all things Red Sox, but there was a sneaky little thing that he had in there regarding Mookie Betts that, to me, is further proof that Mookie Betts is gone. It is going to be gone this offseason. This is following two things that I think you can connect in terms of what's going to happen in this. It feels like it's going to be a big upheaval of an offseason for the Red Sox come wintertime. And that's Dan Shaughnessy's picked up pieces column about a week ago with informed speculation that Dave Dombrowski is going to be out at the end of the year. So your GM, president of baseball ops, out. And then John Morosi, MLB Network, late last week, saying he's hearing from baseball sources, not with the Red Sox, but MLB executives, that the Red Sox are going to take calls on Mookie Betts. Dombrowski going to be out, new GM. That's why I want to be handling any kind of monumental trade for someone like Betts that you refer to as a two-time MVP. And I do. And I wouldn't even argue with you on that. He should have won it that 1 year he got boned. I don't want Dave Dombrowski making that deal because I don't trust him with young prospects and trying to find someone in the draft and when it comes to young pitching. So I think the two are linked. I think Betts is gone. And now we have this from Peter Gammons of The Athletic. Quote, is Mookie Betts signable before becoming a free agent after 2021? They have been scouring other systems in the case. If Mookie wants to stay in Boston, we'll pay him, says one Sox official. Ooh, the unnamed official. We want him to be the face of the franchise, but it's hard to know. He's rejected our outreach in the past. We have to know if he's open to signing a year before he hits free agency at the end of next season. Now, there's been reports that the Red Sox went to him with, what was it, I think an 8-year deal or 10-year deal for $200 million bucks around that. It's not Mike Trout money. It's not even close to some of the contracts that have been thrown around for someone like Bryce Harper or Manny Machado. But I read this, and I only come away with one conclusion more than anything else. This is Peter Gammons essentially doing the bidding of the Red Sox. These quotes from the one Sox official, we want him to be the face of the franchise, but it's hard to know.
Has to be Sam Kennedy, right?
I don't even know who it's going
to
be.
Like, he'd be the only one who would have the clout to call somebody the face of the franchise.
Well, I mean, I don't know, or the owner, but it's someone. It's someone high up, Jimmy. We want him to be the face of the franchise.
Tom Werner?
It's hard to know. He's rejected our outreach in the past. What this is they're setting themselves up for, hey, don't blame us. Don't blame us when he when we have to trade him.
It's Lucchino from Worcester.
Yeah. It does seem Larry Lucchino-ish. If he was still here, it would 100% be him. We want him to be the face of the franchise, but it's hard to know. He's rejected our outreach in the past. We got to know if he's open to signing a year before he hits free agency at the end of next season. This is, well, we offered it, and he said no, so what are we supposed to do, guys?
Their outreach in the past, by the way, has not been at market value or you know, whatever market value has been at the time. It's always easy to say, a team can say it. I think they did it with John Lester. I think they did it with Nomar back in the day. We've offered him a contract. You know, he didn't take it. Nowhere in there do they highlight, you know, how much did they offer? What was the contract that you put in front of him? And why didn't he take it? Was there a counter? Were you even open to one? Like, it is such a one-sided version of the story to say, we want him to be here, we want him to sign, but he's not been open to that. No, he's not been open. I mean, and by the way, it may very well be true that he doesn't want to be here. It may very well be true that even if they did offer him that market deal, that he wouldn't take it because he wants to get to free agency. But I don't think that they have offered him that. I don't think that is what he's turned down. He's turned down, you know, not quite pennies on the dollar, but certainly what was a exceedingly friendly hometown contract.
Yeah, and that's what that was. And he should be getting, I don't think he should be getting Mike Trout money. I initially thought he should have, but that's just me getting duped by this MVP season he had last year. It's been, I don't know, I feel like he could end up being more Andrew McCutchen than anything else. Andrew McCutchen's a nice player, but sustainable MVP, you know, 30-plus home runs every year, defensive, you know, one of the better defensive outfielders in Major League Baseball. I don't know. It's just been such a dip of a season for Betts. I just don't know how sustainable that is for him. So, I don't know. Trout money, no, but to get what, you know, what Machado got in San Diego and what Bryce Harper got, like, from Philadelphia, it should be something around that. So it wasn't a fair market value. You're right. But I love hearing you say that, Hook, because guys our age, you know, if you're of a certain age and you read this, I don't know how you look at this as anything other than Red Sox media manipulation 101. This is exactly what this is. This is them getting ahead of it so that they can try to get themselves off the hook when they feel forced to trade him in the offseason. Is Betts signable before becoming a free agent after 2021? Yeah, if you want to pay him the right amount of money. Well, we want him to be the face of the franchise, but, you know, it's hard to know. He's rejected our outreach in the past because he didn't give him the right amount of money. We have to know if he's open to signing a year before he hits free agency at the end of this season. He's gone. You read this, he's gone. And it's just manipulative because they're trying to get themselves off the hook, too.
Which, at least, there's a level to which I'm happy to hear that he's gone. Because if they're not willing to pay him what he's worth, or he's not willing to stay here, you know, even if they did, and I think both of those things may be true, the worst case scenario is for the Red Sox to ignore that or to try to market it to people in a different way and not make that trade. The best course of action, if for whatever reason, whether it's the team side, the bet side, or a combination of the both, the best course of action, if he's not going to be here beyond next year, is to trade him this offseason.
Yeah, again, this is media manipulation by the Sox 101. I kind of respect it. I thought those days might have been over, but nope, they're still at it. And so I guess the question to you is, Hook and I have been discussing it here, do you think Peter Gammons is doing the bidding of the Red Sox after hearing this or reading it in The Athletic? Because I do. 617-779-0985, or even if you hadn't read this yet or heard it, does it now make you feel a little bit more that, like, oh, wow, Mookie Betts is going to be gone. He is going to be gone. And I don't know. Can you accept that? Or do you still look at Mookie Betts as the face of the franchise? Do you want to still see him here? 617-779-0985. Other than that, oh boy, we got our work cut out for us trying to fill this hour. Because again, Red Sox, okay, neat. They took two from Cleveland over the last couple of games. Don't let them get hot. Night off, so nothing to talk about tonight in terms of a game. And the Baltimore Orioles coming into Fenway this weekend? Well, good luck talking about that. I wouldn't be stunned if they ended up losing 2 of 3 to Baltimore, again, as if they have only won 5 series at Fenway Park this year. They haven't been a very good home team, and I don't believe in them overall. I don't. If you want to,
And you're going to send the guy who only gets to keep his rotation spot because there was actually one guy in the rotation worse than he was. You get to see Rick Porcello go out there and get another start against the Orioles. he has done nothing to foster any confidence, I think, in anyone at this point. Had Andrew Cashner been able to put together even a single good start his last time out, then it would be Rick Porcello who would have been pitching in middle relief, and Cashner would have got to keep his spot. I mean, basically, you've got, what is your rotation right now? It's Eduardo Rodriguez and Chris Sale.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, you know, and Porcello by default.
Like, yeah, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. So you've got Price on the IL. You've got Porcello, who they didn't really want to keep in that spot, and then you've got your bullpen day, and then you've got Eduardo Rodriguez, who has, you know, been mostly consistent this year, and Chris Sale, you know, it's whatever, they're all one guy. Yeah. Chris Sale, who's been anything but consistent, has put together a couple good starts, but I don't think he was ever going to lose that spot, if for no other reason than we could all really just enjoy 13 strikeouts a game when he also gives up 5 home runs. But that's it. Like, those are the only two sure things in your rotation at this point. And you don't even get to see him tomorrow night. You get to see Rick Porcello, who is doing anything but helping his case in a contract year, go out there, and I'll go ahead and put my money right now, go out there tomorrow and lose to the Orioles.
Jimmy Stewart, is he back there? Or did he just go, there you are.
Hi!
I couldn't see you. So, again, you're also of a certain age, like Hook and I. You know about Red Sox Media Manipulation 101. You hear and read this thing from Peter Gammons, The Athletic. I don't know. Do you feel like he's essentially doing the bidding of the team?
100% yes.
Yeah. Betts is gone, people. Betts is gone. Let's go to Steve in New Hampshire. Your thoughts on this. Hey, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Real quick, I was watching the game a couple nights ago, and I haven't watched too many because I've just been so sickened by this team. There was a foul ball in the sixth inning that Mookie Betts gave up on, and I feel like it's been the epitome of the whole season. I was yelling at the TV. I'm just sick of the team. I'm kind of sick of Mookie. Ship him out. Get some prospects for him. Build around Xander. Build around Devers. You know, I just think it's time. Get something for the guy because he's leaving.
Thanks, Steve.
Just get rid of him.
And he's their best asset in terms of a trade in this offseason. His market value will never be higher. It's the time to move. You can't have him play out that season and get nothing for him. You can't. And as he mentioned, you know, Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers, the seasons they're having, you build around them as your foundational pieces, especially in terms of their offensive numbers they're putting up. Those are your two guys. Those are your building blocks. Hell, even Alex Cora said it after yesterday's game. Xander's our leader. That's who you build around. It's not Mookie Betts. So your thoughts on this little piece here from Peter Gammons, The Athletic. You want to weigh in on that, 617-779-0985. And also, executive producer Jimmy Stewart gave us a homework assignment last night. We're out to fix baseball, everybody, so we'll try to put our minds together going forward and fill up this next 45 minutes of tonight's baseball reporters here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Ah, yes, nothing says baseball like old 20-year-old Naughty by Nature songs. Baseball reporters, 98.5 of Sports Hub, Jim Murray and Marshall Hook in for the continuing vacationing. Tony Maserati tonight. Open up talking about what Peter Gammons, longtime baseball scribe Peter Gammons, now of The Athletic, dropped in his column regarding Mookie Betts. Makes it sound like Betts is gone. I felt that way anyway, but this like feels like, well, just more certain that Mookie Betts is going to be traded this coming offseason. From one Sox official that Peter Gammons spoke to, quote, "If Mookie wants to stay in Boston, we'll pay him. We want him to be the face of the franchise, but it's hard to know. He's rejected our outreach in the past because they were cheap. We have to know if he's open to signing a year before he hits free agency at the end of next season." I think you know the answer to that. He's not going to, and you're going to trade him. And this is them manipulating Peter Gammons in the media, as they have time and time again in the past, to make them look like, well, they're the good guys in this situation. Their hands were tied. See, Mookie didn't want to be here. We went to him with the offer. He rebuffed it, and what were you going to do? We had to move on from him, so don't be mad at us. We're the Red Sox. We have Wally. We're fun. Yay. And I don't think people are going to mind, by and large, especially with the seasons that Bogarts and Rafael Devers have had, but there'll be some of you that are pissed. But this, it all but confirms it to me. David and Weymouth, what do you think?
Hey, I basically think, I was talking about IT and Kyrie. He's like Kyrie because he doesn't want to be here. He's like IT because he's a leadoff hitter. And I've never really understood, okay, we're going to pay this guy $25 million a year. He's going to be a leadoff hitter and hit 28 to 33 home runs a year. I guess I just don't really understand the value that he has in the first place. And I think he's hurt his value with the inconsistency. Every other year he plays like crap. So he's never been all in, and I've never been all in on him. And I'm kind of excited that he's going to get us some prospects.
Yeah, and the guy to do it is not Dave Dombrowski. You know, this is the other thing I think is linked to this, that Dombrowski, it feels like it's a formality at this point. He's going to be out at the end of the year. You need someone at the ground level that knows other teams' prospects and farm systems, and especially pitching, and you can replenish your farm system and get some young pitching because you need it desperately. Ed in Cumberland, you're next here on the Baseball Reporters. Hey, Ed.
Yes, I think Mookie wants to go to San Diego. He said he wanted to play there, so either Renfro or Paddock would be a nice refund.
I don't know how you feel, Marshall. Like, I don't want current players. Like, I want prospects. I want to do, and this is something Matt McCarthy's talked about when him and I have done this show. Like, you have to do kind of what the Yankees did in 2016 when they're, you know, essentially having like a bit of a sell-off, and it's a step backwards, and you can sell it because, well, they end up, you know, getting Gleyber Torres and young prospects that you just got to make sure you get the right prospects. Current players at the MLB level, I'm good with that. That's not where you should be getting.
They have enough of those
Mookie Betts. Yeah,
yeah, and one of the main goals of any possible Mookie Betts trade would be to, you know, rebuild the farm system that Dave Dombrowski gutted. Which sounds like a criticism, but again, we've talked about it time and again that Dave Dombrowski did exactly what we thought Dave Dombrowski would do, which was he came in, he gutted the farm system, he brought in veterans, he signed free agents, and then it all worked. He won a World Series. But now you kind of have to pay the piper on that, and part of that means you need to replenish that farm system. If you believe the people who know the lower minor leagues, and I'm not one of those people, but if you believe it, they had a good draft, and the process has begun to do that, but a Mookie Betts trade would go a long way toward really doing that. So I would agree that, no, I don't want anybody who, you know, has more than a couple weeks service time, if that, at this point. Like, if it's somebody who is a September call-up, then fine, we can talk about that. But anybody who's played a season or more of Major League Baseball, not interested.
Yeah, I trust what John Morosi was saying, talking about how he had talked to executives saying the Red Sox are going to take calls, and they mentioned the Atlanta Braves, and, you know, based on what you read about their farm system and their young pitching prospects, they seem like the team. It would obviously be a good fit for Mookie Betts as well in terms of proximity to Tennessee, where he grew up. And Atlanta, I can tell you, having worked there, it's a market where people really don't care. And Mookie strikes me as one of these types, kind of like David Price, who he's influenced by, that doesn't like how much people care about sports around here, because it's, you know, we care, like, almost to the point of insanity. And some guys can't hack that. Betts has been productive, but inconsistent, and he kind of strikes me as one of those guys. Hey, let's try to fix baseball, eh? It's a two-pronged little project here. It's us trying to fix the game and fill time. So Jimmy Stewart, executive producer of this fine show, gave us the homework assignment last night, collectively, myself, Jimmy, Marshall. How can we fix baseball? Some proposed changes for this game, which desperately needs fixing. The numbers down in terms of attendance, the viewing,
You have inconsistent teams like your Boston Red Sox, who should feel like they should be like late 90s Yankees and late 70s Big Red Machine, the Cincinnati Reds, but they're not because it's a sport full of bloated contracts and petulant babies that play too many games and all that. So, Marshall, why don't you lead off, term, by trying to fix baseball? What would you do to help fix the game?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is get rid of some teams. I'm going to contract teams. Now, I'll tell you that when I first started this idea, my plan was to get rid of six teams, one from each division, but that was a little robust. So I'm ready to settle with whacking Toronto and Oakland, two teams that are not necessarily drawing great. And I understand Oakland certainly more so than Toronto, but there is some history there that would be lost. But both of them are playing in crappy old stadiums. Neither of them have really an option on rebuilding that. And the point of this would be manyfold. I don't even know how manyfold. First of all, you better increase talent across the board. You have two fewer teams that, you know, you've got more talent that you can then disperse around the rest of the league. You get rid of interleague play every day of the year. It goes back to no interleague play, in fact. I think we've moved beyond that being interesting. I'd like to save that for the World Series. You get back to an even number of players on both sides of the American and National League. You don't need interleague play. Since I eliminated two American League teams, you get to take the Astros. You put them back in the National League where they belong.
I'm with you on that one.
Two divisions, seven each. That's it. That's all you have. Two divisions in the American League, two divisions in the National League. And you can even expand. Like, you can keep the number of playoff teams or even increase it. But that would be a great first step to increasing the quality of play by getting rid of teams. You could, you know, speed up the season a little bit by shortening some games and adding playoff games. But moreover, you'd get better games because there would be better talent. And we would actually have some intrigue to the end of the season when you get to see the whoever, Dodgers and Yankees, play for the first time.
I mostly hate cancel culture, but I like it in this case. So you're canceling certain franchises like Oakland and Toronto. I'm into this. Yeah, you need to ensure a better product, you need better teams. And it does, oh boy, is it watered down. So if you took some of their best players and planted them somewhere else,
You're going to improve teams across the board. And again, I would love to do it with more, but I'll settle for two.
All right. Two teams out, Oakland and Toronto. You've thought this out. You did your homework. I like it so far. Marshall Hook, Jimmy Stewart, you're next.
I'm eliminating teams as well. I am eliminating Tampa, Oakland, Miami, Arizona, Washington, and San Diego.
Boy, that's a deep cut. Tampa, Oakland. Who else?
Miami. Arizona.
All right.
Washington and San Diego.
And is this for the same kind of reasons that Marshall?
I'm going to realign two divisions, American League, National League. Interleague play is gone.
All right.
So that's my divisional realignment. As far as the day-to-day games, I'm putting a pitch clock in. It's 20 seconds. It's 25 with a runner on base. And I'm expanding the strike zone. You have a bat on your shoulder, use it.
Yeah, I'm into this too. And I'm into, like, yeah, if you can shorten this in terms of how many teams are in the league, I'm into all of that.
A walk is not as good as a hit. A strikeout is not as good as a ground out. Put the ball in play.
In terms of, like, day-to-day changes, pitch clock automatically has to be in. 25 seconds with runners on base. 15 seconds with the bases empty. Let's go. It's driving me crazy. Clock starts when the pitcher steps on the rubber. Automatically activated. Clock not controlled by an individual person. It's universal. Pitcher steps off the rubber, clock stops, doesn't reset. Hitter's not allowed to step out of the batter's box. That more than anything else. I've just come to realize with this and watching the Red Sox more, because they're maybe the worst and most interminable with this. Like, they just go, like the batters. It's not even so much the pitcher so much, the batters. Get in the box, stop with the fooling around, get in the batter's box. So those are my day-to-day changes. Pitch clock, and you have to make sure the batters get back in the box. I also want two trade deadlines.
Red Sox, by the way, time of game, 3 hours, 24 minutes, longest time in the majors.
Yeah, the average is ridiculous. You've got to get down to 240.
By 10 minutes. The Angels are at 314.
Two trade deadlines, July 31st, the main trade deadline, obviously same one as now, August 20th. Teams are going to have a 12 to 24-hour window to trade or sign players. No other transactions allowed after July 31st. This allows teams who thought they were playoff hopefuls around July 31st to reevaluate if they're no longer competitive. Also, you get some fan interest and excitement because you're devoid of that, too. Your offseason has now gone to hell, as evidenced this last offseason, because there was no buzz when there should have been for signings of Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. Nothing. In this, you need another trade deadline. People like trade deadlines. Those of us in sports radio certainly like them in terms of content. But I think you want fan interest. Trade deadlines. Another one. Bring it back. 144-game schedule. I wanted to be firm but fair about this. If it was really up to me, you'd play like 2 months. That would be it. But if I want to be realistic, 144-game schedule, 84 games the first half through the All-Star break, 60 in the second half. I'll continue more of my crazed thoughts, and we'll get more from Marshall and Jimmy as we try to fix baseball here on the Baseball Reporters. If you want to join us as well, have at it at 617-779-0985.
We have the Sox covered. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Sox cover. This is the Baseball Reporters. Tony Mazzara, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yes, the show that Red Sox Nation tunes to first. But I feel like Red Sox Nation has tuned out to the team in general. Trust me, the Nesson ratings back that up.
Do the radio broadcast ratings as well. I can trust me on that too. That being said, I don't blame you because it felt like a lost season and an annoyingly lost season because they're talented enough to be competing and should be in the at least a wild card hunt. It's embarrassing the way that they've played this season. But for those of you still listening, appreciate it. Jim Murray, Marshall Hook in for Tony Mass tonight. Bit of a tough spot for us considering, they played yesterday afternoon. Yay, they won 2 straight against Cleveland. Ooh, don't let him get hot. Not playing tonight, and they have the lowly Baltimore Orioles coming in for like the 7,000th time this season over the weekend. Yay. And they need a lot to go wrong in terms of the other teams and like Cleveland and Tampa, even Oakland at this point, for them to try to even get to that second wild card spot. It ain't going to happen. They've been inconsistent. They've waved the white flag since the trade deadline. I think it's over for them. So, how to fill time? Let's try to fix baseball. We've gone over some of our ways to try to fix baseball because it desperately needs a fixing. There's a relegation going on as Marshall Hook is canceling teams. And I'm not into cancel culture. I don't like what he said. Hashtag cancel him. Tough. Cancel teams, though. Oakland, Toronto out for Marshall Hook. Jimmy's canceling what? Tampa, Oakland, Arizona, Washington.
He's going heavier than I am.
Yeah, a heavy hand from Jimmy Stewart behind
Tampa,
the glass.
Tampa, Oakland, Miami, Arizona, Washington, San Diego.
All right, less teams to fix baseball. I got all kinds of crap going on in terms of pitch clock. Need that 25 seconds with a runner on base, 15 seconds with bases empty. Couple of trade deadlines. The one that July 31st, that stays. August 20th, another one. 144-game schedule. 24 home series, 24 road series, by the way. That's another thing. I want to eliminate extra innings. Games will end in a tie. You will have ties in baseball. Nobody has time for this anymore. 6-hour games. We've had those before. Lord knows. Five. No. We're not having that anymore. No more extra innings. Games will end in a tie, much like soccer. Every series is going to be 3 games in length. Screw your 4-gamers. Every series valued by points. This is something that Maz has brought up before. I love this idea. Much like the NHL. Loss, 0 points. Duh. Tie, 0.5 points. 1 win, 1 point. 2 wins, 3 points. You sweep, you get 5 points. Total points will determine playoff seeding. This is something Maz has talked about before. I love this. I also think it would generate interest.
Oh, I wasn't ready. You were on a roll there.
I saw the mic on, so I was like, okay.
Yeah, no, you were on a roll. I didn't want to interrupt you at all. The mic's on. Lights on. Go ahead. I am all for that. I also think when you start standardizing series, you should standardize start times and days. So, like, Monday, just an off day across all of baseball. Then you play a series Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You play a series Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You should have day games, more day games, particularly on the weekend. There is no reason you need to play at 7 o'clock on a Saturday or 7, even 8 o'clock on a Sunday. Let's have day games so people can watch them in the middle of the day. My most extreme, and listen, we can all take a moment and acknowledge none of this, none of anything that we're talking about is going to happen, but I believe that there is one silver bullet to fix the entire game. 7 innings. That's really what it comes down to.
The answer is steroids.
7 innings. You know, you can have, and you can add all of this other stuff in that as well. But having watched, softball and high school baseball and little league baseball, it's not as though 7 innings is some magical thing that doesn't exist. It exists in a lot of the baseball world. And you know what? Your pitching changes, your crappy middle relievers, all like getting rid of teams condenses talent, so too does getting rid of innings. If you don't need so many of these no-name middle relievers because you're now only going 7 innings, then the quality gets better. The game will literally be faster because the last 2 innings won't happen. Everything will be condensed and better. 7 innings.
I don't hate that either. Anything to speed it up. Jimmy, do you have any other whack job left of center ideas to fix baseball?
No, mine, as far as pace of play, it's pitch clock, 20 seconds, no runners on base, 25 with a runner on base, and expand the strike zone. You have a bat, use it. Simple. Swing the bat, put the ball in play.
Imagine adding that to a 7-inning game, and suddenly what would our game time be?
90 minutes.
Yeah, it'd be like 2-hour games. And it's funny, if you go back, because I remember as a kid, I mean, this was the sport I cared about the most as a kid. Even until like my late teens, early 20s, you know, those late 90s Red Sox teams when it was, you know, Pedro and Nomar and, you know, they were just, they were so close, but really couldn't get over the Yankee hump. Maybe that's obviously part of the appeal too. You know, it was the whole dangling carrot the Red Sox could never reach. But, you know, those games went at a good clip. And in the 80s, now I'm going to date myself, obviously, but I mean, look up some of the time of game for some of those games, even playoff games. You're looking at like 230, 240. It doesn't exist anymore, although the Red Sox played that 216 game last week, Thursday night, a week ago tonight, against the first preseason game, and it's like nobody watched it unless you were in the park. I wish if they could all be like that, you'd have me back.
Do you know how many they played in 216? Do you know how many shorter games there were in all of Major League Baseball this season?
Than 216? What, like 2?
11.
Oh, that's even higher than I thought.
But think about that. I mean, because that means 215. That means 214. Like, I don't know exactly what those times are, and I don't know what the shortest game in Major League Baseball, but throughout the entirety of the season through mid-August, 216 was the 12th shortest game of the year.
Wow. I got other ideas, too. You could actually, and this is something you mentioned, like, increase the playoff teams. You know, I want 6 per league. 3 division winners, 3 wild card winners. First, second, third place as far as the wild card goes. First round wild card, 1 game playoff. People love those. Second place wild card against third place. Second round wild card, 3 game playoff. People like that. Shorter series. First rounder against the first place wild card. First place division winner against the wild card winner. 5 game division series. Screw your 7 gamers. Same thing for the next round. League championships and World Series. That remains the same. You have 7 games in those because they're more important. All postseason games played between the last days of September through October 30th. 31st is Halloween. Let the kids have their day. That's it. You can't have baseball going in November. It all needs to be shortened. It all needs to be sped up. These plans would work. They should hire us. Major League Baseball should have us as consultants. Lord knows I could use the extra dough.
And think about the World Series game or any playoff game, right? They'll say first pitch time, 8 o'clock. When is the first pitch actually thrown? 8:20? 8:30? Something like that. Like, I get the idea of the TV audience and the need for all of that. Are you telling me? I mean, I think the entire world goes to bed earlier now than they used to. How many people can stay up for these games? And if you're really interested about growing the game and saving the game, then you need to have kids watching it. And they cannot watch a game where the first pitch is not thrown until 8:15 or 8:30 at night. It just makes no sense.
The other thing you mentioned, Marshall, too, that has bugged the hell out of me, especially with the Red Sox this year, among many things that have bugged me with them, the lack of day games on the weekend. Like, I think they've played like 3 Saturday day games, which is stupid. If you have a home date on Saturday, that thing should start no later than 2 o'clock. Like, it needs 2-4 o'clock tops, like, at the latest. Night games on the Saturday? Come, stop it.
Only place that night games, you know, on a Saturday or a Sunday make sense are...
where it's 1,000 degrees.
Well, I was going to say Dallas, because even in Arizona, you've got a dome. But I don't know if you've ever watched a baseball game at the ballpark at Arlington. I was sitting in a chair that was half in the shade, and I like squinched to the side because the difference between being in the sun and being in the shade, it was unbearable. Which, by the way, they're replacing that ballpark, and I just have to assume it has a retractable roof. But if you're not playing under a you know, terrifying desert sun, then there is no reason that you can't or shouldn't always play day games on weekends. Why not?
Greg in Concord, how would you improve baseball?
I want to get rid of the crap bag pitchers and limit it to 3 pitchers per 9 innings. So I don't have to see all those crappy middle relievers. It would require a lot more strategy for the manager. 3 pitchers, 9 innings, that's it.
I don't hate that either.
Well, the problem is, what if your third pitcher can't get an out?
Yeah, right. So this speaks to when you're talking about 7 innings, that will eliminate some of those crap pitchers and your middle relievers. You're not even dealing with them because it's now just a 7-inning game. Chris in Worcester, hello.
Yeah, you know, you want a tight game? Baseball's been so diluted and watered down. The traditional game doesn't reflect anything that it used to in the old days, so we know that for sure. Tie games, see you later. Game ends in a tie, bottom of the ninth, out to the pitcher's mound, coin toss. Whoever wins the coin toss gets an extra strike. Each batter gets an extra strike. 4 strikes. Why not? And you know what? I can guarantee you that pitcher on the team is going to pitch a lot harder, and those batters are going to try a lot harder to end the game. But if you put a 4th strike in there, something's going to give, and it's going to end a lot quicker than 16 innings.
Andrew and Taunton, you're next here on the Baseball Reporters. How are you fixing baseball? Hello.
Murray, I love the idea of the series thing. I just want to add a couple of things. One, there's got to be like a penalty for getting swept. Maybe you lose a point in the standings.
I love it.
And then... that makes what baseball really needs, which is it needs to be must-watch again. So that Thursday and that Sunday becomes must-watch again because you're seeing it. Are they going to avoid a sweep? Are they going to get the sweep? Or is somebody fighting to win that series? And I'm okay with that Thursday and Sunday, game 3 of each series being 9 innings, but the first 2, they got to be 7 innings.
Yeah, and I don't want to take too much credit for the point system. I like if you actually lose a series and get swept in a series, you lose points.
I mean, think about the game that we saw yesterday, the Cleveland Indians. We have a general sense that the Cleveland Indians didn't care about that game. They were focusing on their next series. Whatever, losing to the Red Sox doesn't hurt them. It was not exactly maximum effort. The point thing, that guarantees it some degree of effort in every game.
Yeah, and this was a Maz idea. He's floated years ago. When I first heard it, I was like, oh, this is brilliant. Baseball should definitely do this. It's obviously very similar to the NHL, but a loss, again, 0 points. Tie, 0.5 points. 1 win, 1 point. 2 wins, 3 points. Sweep, 5 points. But like the caller just said, you lose points for getting swept. Oh, I love it. Oh, that'd be so fun.
The Baseball Reporter's Tony Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. On an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.